The wrongful conviction lawsuit against two Springfield police detectives and the city of Springfield was filed by Charles Wilhite. It alleges the police officers caused his wrongful conviction by fabricating evidence and intimidating witnesses, according to Wilhite's attorney, Howard Friedman.
The police officers really put their thumbs on the scale of justice. They decided, okay, it's Charles Wilhite, and then got witnesses to make the identification.
The suit filed in federal court in Springfield on Wednesday seeks unspecified monetary damages for the alleged violations of Wilhite's constitutional rights that led to his arrest, prosecution, conviction, and lengthy incarceration. Wilhite was convicted of murder in 2010 for the shooting of a man outside a small convenience store in Springfield in 2008. He was sentenced to life in prison. Two witnesses later recanted their testimony. A judge vacated the conviction, and Wilhite was found not guilty at a second trial in January 2013. The complaint alleges police officers Anthony Piaggia and Stephen Tatro fabricated incriminating evidence against Wilhite by threatening and intimidating witnesses to identify his picture in photo arrays. There was no physical evidence linking Wilhite to the shooting. Five witnesses told police the shooter was a light-skinned Hispanic man. Wilhite is an African-American. Friedman said the detectives ignored leads during the investigation and instead built a false case against Wilhite.
In our system of justice, wrongful convictions don't just happen. People make them happen. When people have studied wrongful convictions, most of them happen because of improper witness identifications. In this case, it wasn't simply a witness who made a mistake.
Wilhite, who is 31 and has a young daughter, attended the press conference announcing the lawsuit but did not speak on the advice of his lawyer. Vera Domini Cage, who is Wilhite's aunt, suggested he has struggled to put his life back together.
Because many people said, Charles, you should move on. Because it's rare to have an opportunity for Charles to be able to wage a counter, to say this happened to me and it was wrong and it has caused me damage.
Sergeant John Delaney, a spokesman for the Springfield Police, said he had not seen the claims made in the lawsuit.
But I'm confident that when the public sees the evidence in regards to this particular case, they'll see that the Springfield Police Department did act professionally and the officers that worked on this investigation did their job according to the law.
A number of community activists in Springfield rallied to Wilhite's defense after his 2010 conviction and kept his appeal for a new trial in the public eye. The news conference announcing the lawsuit was held at the offices of Arise for Social Justice, a Springfield-based organization that advocates for the rights of the poor. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.